in the message that you left, I guess, for my boss earlier, there was, you said that you were photobombed. So I guess kind of maybe your thoughts on that assertion.
Yeah, you know, I got up when actually I was in Lansing at Operation Gridlock, and I saw somebody, actually the gentleman that was driving said, you need to take a look at this. And I had posted a photo from this morning. There were hundreds of vehicles that were assembling in Howell to join the caravan, and we were waiting for the caravan to come through. You know, one of the things I got hit on was the group selfie, because nobody had masks on. Everybody that was there was wearing masks. We took them off for the photo. But then what surfaced and what WHMI ran was that there was a gentleman in the background, and there was also a truck in the background, which I did not notice. And even if I'd seen it, it wouldn't have registered for me who it was or what it was. But WHMI stated that the gentleman was part of a white supremacist group, and he was making some kind of a hand gesture. I had no idea. I don't know who that gentleman is. I'm not even familiar with the group that WHMI posted. It looked to me when I posted it like the guy was making the OK symbol in the background. As you know, cheesy as that sounds, but I didn't even think anything more of it when I posted that. So, again, I have no idea who it is. I'm not sure what the affiliation or group that he's with. I certainly couldn't see it from the photo. People are saying it's on his face mask. The picture's too blurry for me to even see that. So I just want that to be clear. And to associate me with a white supremacist group is just, when you've got people from all over the state of Michigan, Livingston County, Oakland County, there were people there that I did meet, a young couple that came in from Virginia. These aren't people that I know, but they were there in support and solidarity for this protest. So,
and so you didn't notice the signage on the van or anything that was also right there?
No. No, and what happened, too, was it was a little bit chaotic because we were told when we got there that all of the cars needed to line up in a certain direction because the Trump Unity Bridge was going to come in from a certain direction behind that facility, and then we were going to enter onto Latson Road. And at that point in time, we got word that they were not going to stop. They were just going to come right through Grand River, so it was a chaotic mess. And again, there were a lot of cars coming in and out of there. So no, I didn't notice. And even if I had, the group that WHMI pointed out, I had never even heard of until today, to be honest with you.
Okay, so you didn't know that they're an extremist group?
I had no idea.
So
no,
I guess,
idea.
Well, and I guess I have to ask the question, I guess, do you disavow the Proud Boys? I mean, or the group?
I don't know.
They don't have anything to do with your campaign? Or?
They don't. No, they don't. No, they have nothing to do with my campaign, but I don't know anything about them. You know, I'm going off of what somebody said, that they're a white supremacist group. I don't know anything about this group. I'll have to do research and find out and look at it. I have no idea. So I don't want to disavow anybody, because what if they're not? You know, what if that's just slanderous material? Maybe they are, but they certainly are not part of my campaign. And if I would have known that that was going to be an issue, number one, I wouldn't have posted the photo if I would have known that that's what happened. So, you know, again, I didn't ask that gentleman to be in the photo. There were a group of people that were kind of around my vehicle, and I said, "Hey, jump in for a quick selfie," and then we have him in the background. So.
Gotcha, right. So where was this? Was this actually at the Capitol, or was this like at the lineup or whatever?
That was at the lineup in Howell.
Okay, yep, that was at Art Van?
That was at Art Van, correct.
Okay. And then, I guess, as for the symbol, I didn't even know that's the symbol for any kind of... I didn't know that either. So
it looked like an OK symbol to me.
Right. What about the social distancing guidelines, though? I guess why purposely violate those?
Well, you know what? Everybody was keeping social distancing, but I think with the chaos, there were a lot of people that did get out of their vehicles to find out what was going on. We got, like I said, we got some word last minute that our lineup was going to change, which was kind of a disaster because everybody was already lined up as they'd been told, and what was put out on social media by the caravan coming in from Livonia. So it was a little bit chaotic. I think people were trying to find out what was going on. But again, most people were keeping to the 6-foot rule. Most people were wearing masks and gloves. I asked them to come in for a quick selfie. It was a quick shot in and out, and then masks went back on and away we went. So, you know, that's what happened there.
So, but so why ask them to take the selfie, though? Just for
Well, number one, there were we're talking about a lot of patriots that are concerned with what's going on, and that was a this was history in the making, and so yeah, no, I don't make any apologies for taking the photo, not none whatsoever, and everybody, if people didn't want to be part of that, then they wouldn't have.
So you say you were just taking photos?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay,
yeah, I've got tons of photos.
Oh, no, I'm sure. You're right. Like you said, yeah, these are historic times, too. Yeah. I guess maybe anything that I'm missing, anything that you want to clarify or anything you want to get out to listeners? Or
no, you know, I heard some reports, too. There's some criticism that the governor made today about putting people's lives in jeopardy, having this event in Lansing. One of the big things was that Sparrow Hospital entrances were blocked and ambulances couldn't get in and out. I wasn't by Sparrow, but I had talked to people that were in the procession around there, and there was a lane open. Nobody was blocking the hospital. So I don't know if that's true or false, but I certainly didn't witness that. And people that I've talked to said, no, it was wide open. They didn't do anything to block those entrances. So I just, you know, we have to just be careful of the disinformation or misinformation that's out there. It was very peaceful. There were no issues. There were no fights. There was no trash. There was no violence, no issues. Most people stayed in their cars. There were people that got out on the Capitol grounds while I was there. I did see that, and I don't necessarily condone that, but a lot of the people that I did see were wearing masks and gloves. The police that were there that were patrolling on foot, I didn't see one police officer with a mask on. So for all of the finger-pointing of people at this protest rally that maybe weren't wearing masks, law enforcement was not, at least the ones that I saw, and I saw a lot of police down there. So, you know, I just want to get that out there as well.
Well, the weather wasn't the best for you guys either.
No, it wasn't. Yeah, it was snowing like crazy on and off. Yeah.
Right, I know. That was nuts.
But I guess... It's part of politics, and having this kind of a firestorm like this, especially with this photo, but I am in no way associated with any type of a hate group or anything along those lines. I've got a lot of friends of every different race. I've got friends that are black, Hispanic, Asian. I've got friends and supporters all across the spectrum. So I would never even entertain anything like that, nor do I condone it. And again, I don't know this group. I don't know if they are or they're not. But I had, you know, if they are, I had no idea, and certainly didn't not invite them to be part of that photo.